Now, the man who says they're biting on waxworms. Now, the man whose fung is out of line with his shui. Now, the man who says, Tenzin vidok in Schlafzimmer, da ist das Radio. Now, the man who's down with dat. Now, the man who put in bell peppers again, despite never having grown one larger than 3 inches and grossly misshapen. Now, the man who asks, Donde esta el rollo sencillo? Now, the man who can't get the score of Guys and Dolls out of his head. Now, the man who points out this is the greatest collection of red states since the former Soviet Union. Now, the man who reminds you, Ashir kidushanu bi mitz vosav vitzi vachnu lik ner shel Hanukkah. Michael Feldman.
And Jim Packard, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's not really the intro. Oh, please take your seats. They put a lot of money into these seats. You should take your seat. What? Are they not comfortable? Why are you standing? Not now, because now I have to get up. See what happens. Sit down, please. Jim Packard, of course, is the only guy who could ever make something totally trivial sound really important. What a wonderful quality. Miss him entirely. Wish he was here, but this one's for you, Jim. And would you like to do the actual formal?
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Did we do the what do you know thing yet?
No.
We didn't, did we?
Okay. No,
let's
we didn't.
Do that.
All right.
And then you can do the current introduction.
Oh, man.
You okay?
Not even 3 minutes in, and I'm already crying.
Are
Michael.
You tearing up?
I am.
Okay. You're so sensitive. It's not a business for a sensitive person. Trust me. Well, what do you know?
Live from Shannon Hall at the Memorial Union in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, Michael welcomes singer, performer, and neighbor Ben Sidran.
That's right.
Plus, an appearance by the funky drummer Clyde Stubblefield. And, of course, a historic All the News That Isn't and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says, what's all the hubbub, bub? Like I'm supposed to know what that means. Michael Feldman.
What's all the hubbub, bub?
Hey, thank you. We're here in the beautiful, new, revised, revamped Union Theater here on the University of Wisconsin campus, and it's kind of too good for my taste. All those things up there, and look at even fixed up. Did they do anything in the balcony, or they just left that the way it was, basically, right? Yeah, okay. That's great. And, you know, I'm going to be transitioning. It's not a farewell, because I'm going to try to do this podcast thing. Podcasting. I don't know if you've heard about it. That's where a guy who's on an elliptical in the gym and shouldn't be on it to begin with because he's 62 years old, has to have something to kill the pain so he listens to me. I don't think so. It would just enhance his pain. So I've been working on, and they say that I'm not digital, but heck, I get paid in digital things, so it's... So I've been working out, and the first thing in doing a podcast I discovered is that you have to have the equipment. It's an audio thing. So I did. I went out and got a Mr. Mic, because you got to start somewhere. And because I always wanted one, really, and I was too old to ever... Look at this. This is a genuine Mr.
genuine Mr. Mike in it. At first, there's going to be some problems with the audio quality. But as soon as I learn a little more about podcasting, I think you're going to find that it's actually deeply engrossing and something that you'd want to listen to for a good 30 minutes at a crack before falling asleep. There's a problem with the subject matter, because I don't really have any expertise, but I can do this. And it sounds very clear.
Okay, I gotta work on it. I don't know. Not sure. Podcasting, it's the wave of the future. In all the news that isn't, the study finds that the price point for doctors accepting a free meal to prescribe opioids is the $10.49 garlic mussels marinara at Olive Garden, the most expensive thing on the menu, so they don't come cheap. Speaking of medicine, in case you were, Clayton and Arthur, my brothers, the paradox are here. Actually, the doctors have been replaced by a Google Medical app where you enter your symptoms and a Henny Youngman voice says, well, don't do that. Hillary says a Donald Trump presidency would result in vermin, lice, locust, plagues, frogs, boils, restless legs, rock-hard stools, a feeling that you're forgetting something, and a worldwide financial panic. Trump says he would make billions on a worldwide financial panic. Donald Trump then said that Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt person his company accepted to ever run for president. Golfer Rory McIlroy will freeze his sperm and just stay at home during the Rio Olympics. I don't know, the McIlroys are all like that. It's probably worth a lot of money, I would think. The Wisconsin senator who doesn't know he's a senator, Ron Johnson. Nobody tell him, all right? Things would be a lot worse if he knew he was a senator. He could do a lot of damage. Anyhow, Ron Johnson breaks with his peers by coming out in favor of gub control. Wait, that's a B, right? Yes. Gub control. That's what he said. The Trump campaign is nearly broke because it's counterintuitive to give money to a billionaire. Giant corks already are heading towards both ends of the channel. And I mean really big, these are big corks. It's quite impressive. Almost as impressive as the channel itself, the size of these corks. What do they get them off of? Some really giant bottles. Anyhow, as Britain exits the European Union, the English Channel has been renamed the English Moat. The upside is the pound sterling is a real bargain at a ha-penny. Ha-penny. I say it fast, I think. Ha-penny. That's more. Scotland intends to stay with Europe, but will have to wait for continental drift to do it. Page 3. An electric car goes 0 to 60 in a second and a half, but then you have to recharge it. Still, if it's real important to get somewhere in a second and a half, this is the vehicle for you. So, all right. A new dark spot seen on Neptune, but it could be worse. It could be on Uranus. I'm going to miss the Uranus references the most, to tell you the truth. The same around the house doesn't have the same impact. Because you can say Uranus on the radio. In fact, it's encouraged. The new Panama Canal will go lengthways. From Punta Arenas in Chile to Juneau, Alaska. So that's going to be a nice trip anyway for those cargo ships. Okay, turns out the Marine in the iconic Iwo Jima photo was Ronald Reagan. And all his war stories were actually true. It's really amazing after all this time. Mark Zuckerberg puts tape over his MacBook, a camera, audio jack, and unspecified parts of himself. Not a minor story, I agree. After several setbacks, the latest North Korean missile launch successfully strikes an uncle 1,000 kilometers away. In Congress, the House sits in the House, which sits in the House, resulting in nesting houses, or the House is in the House. Okay. They're just trying to get a vote on the Republican gun control measure, which is a chest bump and a point to heaven. Seems simple enough to prove that. International Yoga Day, fine, but where's International Hey Boo Boo Day? I was wondering. Okay. You're not going to like all these. Let's do it again and take out all the ones that you didn't think were that good. That'd be quick. All right, and still $800,000 in campaign debt, even after selling the house. Governor Walker will kickstart the campaign fund. Or if that falls short, use some of the highway repair money that's just sitting around. That's all the news that isn't. And some that is sneaked in there. Oh, yeah. Because it is not government's role to repair highways. Or do much of anything else. I understand it. So, okay. So, Ben Sidran is a neighbor of mine. And he is a neighbor of mine. Both those things. And he lives Caddy Corner. Some people say Caddy. Some say, how many say Kitty? How many say Caddy?
Kitty.
I didn't get that. What?
Kitty.
Kitty? Yeah. Well, who says Caddy then? Where is that from? New England? What? Where? Where are you from? Where are you from? Where? No, you.
I'm from Wisconsin.
You're from Wisconsin. You say Caddy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's rather catty of you. Where is Ben Sidran? When I first went on public radio, he was a big influence to me because I said, Jim, where's Ben? And Ben was there. We had Ben on the show when I first guest, because he's done this kind of thing for a while. And I said, you know, how do I do it? He said, three words, cash up front. Ben Sidran, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Cash up front. Is that still true, Ben?
Well, it's getting hard. It's getting harder and harder to get the cash up front.
Do you accept Bitcoin?
No Bitcoin, but we take a trade. Like if you're a plumber, I'll play music, you'll do plumbing.
Really? Do you do that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So none of your plumbers get paid. It's like Donald Trump, basically. But with music.
You know, so it's better. As we all know, music will get you through times of no money. Better than money will get you through times of no music, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Not only did I put you on the map. Well, you were on the map, Grant.
No, you can.
But your son, Leo, started his career when I was doing the show at Dolly's Fine Foods.
Yes.
And Leo was on the way to school.
Yes.
And he would stop in and do 10 minutes of material every morning on the way to school. He was very precocious.
He loved your show.
Yeah, yeah, very precocious. And now he's a big...
Now he's...
He's a media mogul.
A media mogul. He's moguling. And that's true. He's going to be 40 years old. So when you think about it, he was like 3 or 4 when he was on his way to daycare. When he was sitting in your shows. That's 37 years ago.
The only one in your family I haven't done anything for is your wife. And I've offered. Said, listen, Ben's out of town. I'll mow the lawn, take down the storms, you know. But
that's really nice.
She's very independent.
That's nice of you. She's very independent, yes.
Yeah. So what's happening with you? What's your latest project? You always have a project.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked me. My latest project is dedicated to the myth of Sisyphus, because It's not enough to be a jazz musician.
It's the myth of Sisyphus.
You got to drill down the myth of Sisyphus. And the myth of Sisyphus.
Say it again. I like music.
Do we have a moment here? Sisyphus. It goes back to Homer. This is 600
Homer.
BC, 650 BC. So I like
not from
The Simpsons. No. This is 650 BC. Yep. And Sisyphus.
I didn't think it was on then.
For those. Yeah. Who follow Greek
myth
tragedy.
Myth of what?
Sisyphus. You like that, huh? Sisyphus. So the myth is Sisyphus is condemned.
Myth of Sisyphus is what I would... You know, it's so hard to say myth of Sisyphus.
Sisyphus.
I cannot do it anymore at this point.
The myth of Sisyphus. I think we're getting it.
But that myth of Homer's.
It goes back to Homer, right.
Yeah.
Well, they think... don't even know if Homer was a real person, so how do we even know? I mean, it's like the Bible. Was the Bible written by a bunch
of
people?
Don't start with the Bible.
Okay.
You know, I haven't enough. I don't want the Bible people to be mad at me.
Okay. No.
It's a very good book.
Yeah.
It's a very good book. I look at it all the time.
Do you?
Someday I'm going to open it, I think. That'll be one of them. The myth is... So what... Explain
this. So thank you. The myth of Sisyphus is about this king, this ancient Greek king.
Yeah.
Who...
King. The king.
He challenged...
What are you, Jackie Mason?
King?
What are you, King?
What are you, Jackie Mason?
Is he a king?
So he challenges Zeus.
A king already?
You're completely
be
out of control today. I've never seen you this far off the reservation.
I don't care. Because I'm off the reservation.
Totally
what are you talking about? Why bring it up?
Hello? So he challenges Zeus, and he's condemned to Hades, where he has to push this rock up the hill forever. And when he gets near the top of the
hill... Do they have hills in Hades, though? Why would they even have hills in Hades?
Well, I think they built a hill for Sisyphus, and they gave him a rock, and this
is
his
job. Do they do that? Was it a virtual hill and a virtual rock, like as we would have today?
Well, I think we're all kind of in a virtual hell. So
Hill.
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 What's the hill?
H-I.
Whoa. So Sisyphus is pushing this rock up the hill, and the thing is, every time he gets near the top, the rock rolls back to the bottom. And so forever and ever...
Would it not roll over Sisyphus?
That's a good question. I've thought the same thing myself. Yeah. Does he have to get out of the way? If he would like...
Because he knows it's coming.
I mean, you would think.
By then.
It's like Groundhog Day for Sisyphus at this point.
Yeah.
But in any case, I've decided that I'm going to dedicate my new jazz project to the myth of the myth of Sisyphus. Yeah.
Well said.
Thank you. Because I think that, like,
all
our
right.
lives today...
So is there a song involved in this?
Thank you for asking me, yes. And the song is called...
Thank you for thanking me.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure. Okay. Thank you for thanking me for thanking you. I'm so happy to be here. You know, now that you're going to be retired on Saturday...
I shouldn't thank you?
Saturday mornings, we could walk up to Monroe Street and have a cup of coffee and entertain each other.
That's three blocks. I'm not going.
It's too...
I'll meet you there, though.
We'll take a cab.
I'll drive and I'll meet you there. I've got a Lexus. I want to use it.
Okay. All right. So I do have a song, and it comes from, you'll excuse the expression, Albert Camus, the existentialist.
Ah, existentialism. I know all about it. Ask me a question.
Why?
That's in a nutshell. You got it there in a nutshell. That's the answer. Why is the answer?
So he says that the only way you can understand the myth of Sisyphus is to picture him happy. So I wrote a song about this guy rolling the stone up the hill. It's called Picture Him Happy.
You wouldn't be able to play that.
You know what? Jeff Hammond knows this song.
He does.
Well, he knows the whole thing intimately, this whole pushing the rock thing. So, yeah, we could do it.
I don't know. What do you think? Are you into the myth of Sisyphus? Oh, don't take the cord. Ben Sidran with Jeff Hammond on bass and the myth... The happy myth of Sisyphus.
There's a man and a rock and a real steep hill. Sun so hot even the shadows can kill. Gotta keep pushing, trying to get to the top. But the forces of nature try to make a man drop. down on his knees in a world full of pain. But time after time, he gets back up again. You got the picture. You gotta picture him happy. Picture him happy. Now the sun is the truth. There's no place to hide. The rock is time passing and time will abide. The hill is just the shape of all things to come. And the man, he's just suffering in the heat and the sun. Trying to find meaning in a world that don't care. But the hill don't talk and the rock don't share. You got to picture. You gotta picture him happy. You gotta picture him happy. Now it ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. It ain't where you go, it's the way you go through it. Desperate times, desperate actions, desperate minds, they need desperate attractions. Now the sun is so hot you can't even breathe the air. And it's a eye for an eye and a hair for a hair. Try to find reason in a world where there's none. There's just this rock and this hill and this god-awful sun. But when he gets near the top, there's a terrible thrill. He sees another man, another rock going up another hill. You got to picture. You gotta picture him happy. You gotta picture him happy. It's the way that you do it. Ain't where you go, it's the way you go through it. Desperate times call for desperate actions. Desperate minds, they need desperate attractions. Now the sun is so hot you can't even breathe the air. And it's an eye for an eye and everything is fair. Trying to find meaning in a world that don't care. And the rock won't talk and the hill don't share. But when he gets near the top, there's a terrible thrill. He sees another man, another rock, going up another hill.
Sidran, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Ben. Neighbor and friend. Man about town. Good guy to know in a pinch. Kitty corner, I say. That's where he is. And we call it the Prado. It lives in a place that looks like exactly like the Prado, like the museum. Museum quality home. Very nice. Except, well, you know, neighbors. Some time ago, I was trying to sleep on my porch, my screen porch, and there was drumming coming from the Sidran house. Leo was on the drums at the time. Playing with the window open. So I made the mistake of calling Ben. I said, would you mind at least closing the window? Cause, you know, I said the kids are trying to sleep. But they were, you know, 20 years old each, at least. But really, I was trying to sleep on my porch. I didn't want to say I'm trying to sleep on the porch here, because I actually never have, you know, as a result of Leo and his drums. And Ben brings it up every time I see him. Should we close the windows? Got to let it go, Ben. Otherwise, that was great, the myth of Sisyphus, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first. Now, Where is Clyde? Is Clyde around here somewhere? Bring Clyde out here. Oh, he's back there. Okay. All right. All right. You know what, though? Does this work? Okay. We sneaked in there. What are you doing way back there? Why do they always put the drummer in back, Clyde? Look at your back with storage. This is like a storage area back here. How are you?
Michael, this is
be in front. Did they ever put the drummer in front?
Well, no, it's good being back here.
You can do whatever you want.
I can hide.
I remember turning around. We were on one set somewhere, and there was a couch on the set for some reason. It was like took over a play set, and I looked around at a certain part of the show, and Clyde was actually stretched out and sleeping. It was not even a real couch.
Oh God, it's been an honor, Michael, being here with you. Yes, it's been 20 years.
At least.
I love it. Great family.
And, all right, so it's true. We're family. We are family, is what I like to say. Between certain vocalists that you have played with.
Yeah. What about?
And Mike Feldman.
Yes, what about him?
Who's the better guy to work for? James Brown or Michael Feldman?
Michael Feldman, of course.
Thank you. Unsolicited testimonial from Clyde Stubblefield, the king of funk, a man who invented what is the popcorn beat, right?
I guess that's what they call it. I don't know.
Yeah. What do you call it, or don't you think about it?
I just call it my soul.
He puts his soul out there. How about a little number from you guys? Would you like to hear? Clyde, he's back there.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah, okay. Michael Feldman, she said. I don't know if you heard that part. That was probably... I'm not coming down unless I get some... But I'm an afterthought already. I can't stand it. Let's see. Thoughts on Brexit. I love brisket. Honestly, I do. My mother made the best brisket. She'd rub it with garlic and brown the potatoes in the gravy. Mmm. Brexit. What should I get my wife, Nathan Sundquist, Dubuque, Iowa? Where is Nathan Sundquist? Where is he? What should I get my wife for staying at home with sick kids and missing the last What Do You Know show? I think a divorce probably is the least you could do, I would say. Who would do that? Who would do that? There's the empty seat right there. Who would do that? Nathan Sundquist. That's the answer to that question. Who would do that? Oh, no, my wife always likes to say, who does that? That's my wife. Who does it? Nathan Sundquist, Sandy. My wife has never said a word in all these years, and she's taken a lot of, very clever abuse. Even though I called her Consuela for most of it. You knew it was, anyone knows it, there is no Consuela. And actually, there is no Sandy. She's not actually here. No, she is. So, Sandy, would you want to say anything? You can say anything at all. Stand up here. No, stand up. Anna, they want to see you.
I'm going to get teary, but I just want to thank everyone for being such good fans and good to Michael. Really appreciate it.
That's all you want to say? What about the wife jokes, Sandy? What about all the times someone said, told you what I said on the air about you. Do you want to just say anything about that? And you know what?
Next time, turn off your radios.
Now they don't have to. I hope you're satisfied. Never hear Consuela jokes again. All right. Okay. We've got Sue Freermuth from River Falls. Former International House of Pancakes. Oh, you know what? Where is Sue?
We're up there. Okay. I can't climb up there. But, you know, I talk about you all the time. People say, what was the funniest thing that ever happened or the thing you remember? And it's you called in to play the quiz, right?
No.
No. See, I get all these stories wrong, as Sandy will tell you.
I was at work.
You were at work.
Yeah.
Yes. I took Lamaze classes where you learn how to birth a pillow. We've had several very successful pillow births. So you were having contractions and you called in, and did I help you with your breathing?
Yep. And then finally I decided maybe I should go, so I called the hospital.
So then you called the hospital.
So they told me to hurry up and get in
there.
And I took a test.
You got a lottery ticket on the... She got a lottery ticket, so she finally went to the hospital, and she got a lottery ticket on the way, and you won.
So 3 hours later...
3 hours later...
Talking to you...
Yeah.
You had a man.
It took so long for her to get to the hospital that she gave birth to a man, ladies and gentlemen. And what about the lottery ticket? Oh, you didn't win. You shouldn't have brought it up then. Really. See, now the story is a bummer. You would have had a give birth to a man and won the lottery. That would have been quite a story. Okay. Well, I did. I always talk about that story, but I always get it wrong. But
Michael, we have some gifts for those two audience members.
Yes.
So for Nathan and the wife back home and the kids.
For his wife, not for Nathan. Nathan
doesn't. We've got What Do You Know the Party Game and a What Do You Know Undead T-shirt.
Yeah.
And for Sue up there as well, we have the What Do You Know Party Game. So
cool.
Enjoy those.
Party game. Next time you have contractions. I would like to add just on this taking a class, Lamaze type class. And the whole thing, when I tried it on my wife, she nearly punched me in the face. And so I try to relax. Imagine you're on a beach. And I can't tell you what she said because we're on radio. You did. All you said was, get me drugs. Get me drugs. Okay. So I'm not a druggist. I couldn't do it. Anyhow, all this comes back now. Otto Figgelstaller from Glendale. Yeah? Okay. You want to come down this way because you could probably get through all these. Oh, you know what? There's a row that's always... Why is this row empty here? Is it a protest? Of people who like the programming change? They just bought tickets and didn't come. How are you?
Good.
And Otto, you're... How old are you now?
11.
You're 11 years old. How's 11 treating you? Do you look forward to being 12, or you wish you were 10?
Eight.
So eight was your year?
Pretty much.
Yeah. What happened when you were eight that made it such a good year?
I grew up.
So you're telling me you grew up at age eight. That's really early to grow up.
Yep. Yeah.
And it says you're a student in the sixth grade, and your question is what?
What is the meaning of life?
What is the meaning of life?
Getting all existential on this show,
yeah.
Michael.
I'm surprised you didn't get that at age eight, because that's the time related. I'll tell you the truth. I knew it, but I forgot it. You reach, your whole life really is trying to figure out what is the meaning of life. There must be some meaning to it, one would think. And then you get it, and then you can't remember anything. You can't remember your keys. You left your key in the door. Your key is still in the door. How are you going to remember the meaning of life?
Get a cue card.
I love you, man. Otto, what do we got for Otto?
We have another What Do You Know party game, and it looks like a CD.
Get a cue card. He's a chip off the old block then, Otto. Yes. Oh, look, there's stuff for you right now. We got to get rid of all this stuff, otherwise it goes into my garage. Very little room in my garage after the show. Rose Turba, Green Bay. Are you on the main floor, Rose? Yeah? says here she's a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist? What is that? Come on down here. Really, I don't know what you are. Well, you have to explain this to me. Physiatrist?
I'm a specialist in physical medicine and rehabilitation.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You shouldn't hide it behind a name like that.
Well, we're
a physiatrist. Never heard of phys.
We're trying to get the name out. You know, people don't know what we do.
I can see why. Physiatrist. I'm going to see. Oh, is it a clinical physiatrist or is it?
I'm a physician with a specialty in physical medicine and rehab.
That's a great thing.
Which means I take care of people with disability.
Let's get a better name for it. If you're doing a wonderful thing.
You can talk to the Academy.
I'll talk to the Academy. I want to thank the Academy for this honor. And what is this? Your father insulted me?
He did.
Are you trying to make up for it now?
I am.
It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
It's my last chance. So he was a farmer and also a state legislator. He was in the state assembly many years ago. And he was having...
What's Dad's name?
Wilfred Turba. And he was having dinner with my mom at Blue Marlin, as a kind of fancy restaurant.
It's a fish restaurant.
Oh,
off the square. Is it still there? No.
He heard your voice, a very distinctive voice, and so he suspected you were in the restaurant. And
was he a Republican legislator?
I'm sorry to say he was.
I'm just trying to put this in context for what follows. I don't. Go ahead.
Okay, and anyway, so he heard your voice, and as he tells the story, he happened to leave at the same time as you. We all know that he waited to make sure he left at the same
time. Was he a big man?
He was a bigger man, yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah, and so he said to you...
I seem to remember a big man body-checking me at the Marlin.
So he said to you that he was a big fan of your show and that he enjoyed listening when he was plowing on his tractor and that he enjoyed laughing, and you said, well... I hope you can plow straight when you're listening to me. And he said back, well, you're funny, but you're not that funny.
Oh, that's perfect. That's what he should have said.
Well, I think he thought so, too. Yeah,
that's perfect. It's not an insult at all.
Oh, okay.
It's a compliment.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rose. Glad to hear it.
More gifts for her as well. So the what do you know party game.
Yeah, we should probably go to the quiz, huh? Is that what you're thinking?
You have a little bit of time left.
A little bit, huh? Okay.
You could talk to one more person.
Yeah. Okay. Who's it going to be then? What will you do after the hangover subsides, Ken? They never subside. Yeah, at a certain point in your life, you know, it's like a continuous low-grade hangover. Yeah. As soon as you hit a certain year, which I'm not going to mention because I make things worse. Then you just have this feeling in your head which resembles a hangover, but you haven't been drinking. So that's a life hangover. Why are loner pencils so short? Because you'd steal the big ones. We've proven that. There's been a study on that. I'm sorry?
I stole the short pencil.
Is that you wrote that?
Yeah, no.
Why are you taking it? Well, you can take it now. It's a souvenir now.
I golf. You can't.
I'm sorry?
I golf. You can't use a long pencil when you golf.
Not if you're changing a score.
The eraser is my best club.
All right, and you are?
Scott.
Okay, Scott. Talk to you again later. Okay, we are going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz because otherwise we can't deduct this as a quiz show on my taxes. And so let's see if they're... I didn't give anyone the four disclaimers. I'll do it next hour. Did I? Oh, yes, I did. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused here. After the meaning of life question, it really threw me off.
It threw all of us off, I think.
Oh, no, do you? The meaning of life?
I'll sit down and think about it now.
Okay. I think there's more than one meaning of life, is what I think. And I get a dartboard and just pick one and be done with it.
Seems like a good enough strategy. It's good as any.
And you are?
I'm Bob Butson.
Bob, we'll give you this and get out of your way.
Thank you. The four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Self-walking shoes, now that would be something. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all. let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Nicely done. Thank you very much. All right, yeah, you with the hat and the yep, yes. Come on, because you were first. Come down here. I'll meet you. I don't know, can you get through that? Tell you what, just go right up on stage and I'll meet you on stage. There's some stairs right there. I'll go up this way if I can get there from here. They really remodeled this very nicely, but not for people to use. It's beautiful. I remember these are still the same. These are the important thing here. These flying buttresses they have. Just have a seat there if you would. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks, Michael.
And we'll figure out everything as we go along here. I've never done this before. That's why I'm confused.
Me neither.
That emu is behind you there. If you feel something on your back.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's just a stuffed emu. If your wife finds
happens
fibers
all the time.
If your wife finds fibers on you, it's always just a stuffed emu.
Got it.
How are you?
Great. Yeah. Great.
Scott, did you say?
Rob.
Rob, you said. Yeah, yep. So I thought you said. And are you from Milwaukee? Because you have a lot of brewer paraphernalia on you.
Green Bay, actually.
Green Bay, okay. Good. And what is this? What is a Hinterland brewery under?
That's a brewery I work at.
Oh, you do?
Yep. They make beer there.
Yeah. That's an odd thing for a brewery to do.
Crazy,
I know.
But
what's special about Hinterland?
Well, we'll be moving across the street from Lambeau Field next year, so
that's a good move.
Exciting project. Absolutely.
Good move.
You mean enough, people in Wisconsin like to drink beer, so it all works out.
So are you going in where the Shopko was there in the parking lot?
The Kmart, yeah.
The Kmart,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, it was a gas station on the corner. We'll be right on the corner of Lombardi Avenue there. But
you guys are going to make a ton of money. you could go out of the brewery business, as a matter of fact, if you wanted to. You'll make so much money. 1 year in that, and you're...
That's what we're counting on.
Unless, I don't know, do Packer fans drink beer?
Crazy enough, they do.
Some of them do. Yeah. Well, that's a great thing. Anyway, what is your role in the process?
I manage the restaurant there.
Yeah, oh, you do. Yeah. You're not a brewmaster?
I give the tours once in a while.
Give the tours?
Yeah.
Do you think you could do it if you're called upon, if we wanted to get some hops and get some wheat?
We'll leave that to the brewmaster. Yeah. Joe Carls.
Yeah, yep. Joe Carls. Good one, is he?
Oh, he's the best, yeah. Yeah.
And if I was wanted to start on Hinterland, what would you recommend that I'd start with?
The Packerland Pilsner.
Packerland Pilsner. I like a nice Pilsner. And a nice Packerland. That's a good one. Okay. What do you do for kicks, Rob? You don't really have to hug that. Email.
Yeah, all right. I know. It's getting, a little too cozy.
It's tempting. What do you do? Are you you golf? Play?
I do, yeah. Actually, that was my question that I can ask now, I guess. How's your golf game these days?
My handicap?
Yeah.
My handicap is playing golf. The old standby answer. No, I tried a few times, but after I fell over trying to swing at a ball, I figured maybe this is not for me. You know, I'm a little stiff to play golf. Maybe if I limbered up, I could do it. You're pretty good, I bet.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Do you do tournament play?
No. That's the chef. He's a big golfer. I just come along and hit the ball and follow it and hit it again.
Yeah.
Lucky to find it.
Yeah. Do you do the Donald Trump thing and just take it and throw it wherever you want it?
I try not to do anything that Donald Trump does.
The drop. And have you been successful so far, I think?
I'm not a billionaire, so.
Neither is he, to tell you the truth. I've looked at the books, and it's just not there. Excuse me. All right, we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz now. But Stephanie, give us a little background on how this works.
Absolutely, Michael. If people want to play the quiz, they are going to pick up the phone and dial 608-262-8834 and answer this qualifying question.
Did you sing Gonna Build a Mountain?
Not yet. That's second hour.
Well, that's second hour. Okay. I thought if I missed it, I'd
have to
really
wait for that.
Yeah.
Because there'll be no rerun. I have to hear it live, or I'm.
Yeah, okay. All of these people will hear it.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's good. Okay, so we have, and did you give the number?
Yes, it's 608-262-8834.
Okay, here's the question. You get to play with Rob if you get this right. Why do we never see baby pigeons is the question. Why do we never see? You would think that someone has seen a baby. You know, I mean, to say never is a big word to me. Why do we usually never see baby pigeons? Leslie is in Madison. Let's start with Leslie. Hi, Leslie. Hello, Leslie in Madison.
Hello.
Hello, Leslie of Madison. Are you there?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good. Do we catch you at a bad time? You called us, I believe.
I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry. Hi.
I couldn't hear what you said.
What did I say? Oh, here's the question, Leslie. You want that?
Sure.
Okay. Why do we never see baby pigeons?
Baby what?
Pigeons. Pigeons.
Why do we never see baby pigeons?
That restates it.
Do their mothers eat their young?
That's a very good answer, but I'm sorry, that's not it.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, you can say shoot on radio. That's fine. Bye, Leslie. Talk to you. Bye.
Bye.
Betsy's in Madison. Hey, Betsy.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, yourself?
Oh, good. What do we find you in the middle of doing?
My 2-year-old is washing the dishes.
Your 2-year-old is washing dishes?
Yeah.
How many dishes do you have left at this point?
All of them.
Really? Do they stand on a little stool or something to get to the sink, or does he have a little...
Yeah, he's standing on the kitchen chair.
Isn't that cute? And then you dry them, or does he do both?
Then when he's done washing dishes, I wash the dishes.
Makes perfect sense. Let me ask you this, though, Betsy. Why do we never see baby pigeons?
Are they too high up?
Too high?
Like they nest too high up, or hide their nest?
Interesting. No. Sorry, though.
No worries. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye. Good luck with those dishes, man. Patty in McGuanago.
Yes.
Hey, Patty. What does that? Who just barked? Oh boy,
it's killer dachshund.
Oh yeah, killer dachshund. Those are the worst.
Ankle biter.
Yeah, exactly. That's about as high as they can get, right?
That's about it.
Is someone at the door?
She thinks there is.
Yeah. Okay. Or does she not like my show? Is that what?
No, I just kicked her out of the room.
That's what it is. Okay. Patty, why do we never see baby pigeons?
Because they're not born on ledges. And you only see pigeons when they're on the ledges.
You know, that's not the right answer, but I'm going to give it to you because I like your answer. It's a good answer, if not the right answer. Who cares, really? It's a stupid question anyway, and you hear it every so often. Apparently, they just stay in the nest until they look like pigeons. Then they. That's the only thing I can find.
And then they poop on everybody's cars.
You got an issue with pigeons. I wish we could go into a little further, but, you know, Rob is sitting there.
I manage a parking ramp. I have pigeons.
All right. I'll give that one to you. You got Okay. Patty, this is Rob.
Hey,
hi,
Patty.
Rob.
Rob, that's Patty. And you are a team right now. Okay?
Yay.
So you work together. It's very cooperative.
Go team.
Go team. And we have various categories, don't we, Stephanie?
We do. Those categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
All right. Patty, you pick the first one. What would you like?
People.
People. Where is this parking ramp, Patty?
City of Waukesha.
It's in Waukesha?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a big one then, huh?
I got two of them.
You got two of them?
Uh-huh.
Where is the other one?
The one is above the transit center.
Above the transit center. Okay. A lot of pigeons involved in your
life. Many, many.
And, yeah. Do you try to do something to discourage them?
Well, they won't allow me to shoot them.
Let's go to the question here. You wanted, what did you ask for?
People.
People, okay. All right. Do women find men, A, more masculine, B, more feminine, or C, more transgender
when they wear deodorant?
Masculine. Which restroom are they going into?
I guess it depends what type of deodorant they're wearing. But
she says masculine. Are you wearing deodorant? Can
yeah.
I ask?
I am.
I am too.
All right. Well, then I'm going to go with masculine.
All right. Yes.
Good call, Patty.
Very good call.
That's one right, and the remaining categories are current events, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Rob?
We'll go current events.
Current events, right out of the news, maybe not. All right, this is one of the few residences in L.A. It was on the market for quite a while with a zoo license. It comes complete with a nonagenarian celebrity roommate. Just been sold. What am I talking about? For $200 million, what residence am I talking about?
I'm thinking Neverland Ranch.
I agree.
No, but I... Okay.
But it could be.
A nonagenarian resident. Maybe I should explain my fancy language.
Uh-huh.
There's someone still living there, and he's like 90 years old.
And does,
so I'm just, I would throw it in
does
case
he have anything to do with the NRA? Not that one? No.
Or entertainment?
Please.
Oh.
You're skewing the results.
Well, there's a first.
And I have a tipping point. Yeah, that's a first. That's my job. That's what I do.
I think I'm going to go with you on that, Patty.
On what? Who? Who?
Oh, I was thinking Michael Jackson, too.
Oh, no. Not that one.
What were you thinking?
The one that you just said right before the audience seemed to like.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it, though.
Oh.
Who?
The last one.
What?
Louder.
Hugh Who? Hefner's place.
Hugh Hefner?
Who did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
Hugh Hefner?
I didn't hear what Hugh said.
Yeah, what? Patty. Let's
so you're
go with
the Playboy
Hugh Hefner.
Mansion?
Yeah, that's
yes,
the Playboy
that's
Mansion.
Right. Okay, that was fun. That's why nobody does long-form comedy quiz shows anymore.
That's two right, yes. And the remaining categories for their last question yeah. are places, question. School, yeah. science, or odds and ends.
Okay, back to you, Patty.
School.
School it is. Was the dodo...
Was the dodo?
Yeah, you know, a dodo.
Mm-hmm.
50%.
Was it a big,
so
dumb bird?
I'm thinking sure. yes.
I'm thinking yes, too.
Why would I ask the question if it was yes?
Because maybe...
How stupid would that be?
And then again, maybe not. You always hear it somewhere, mythologically or whatever. Dodo.
So maybe not.
Has the dodo been misunderstood all these years? Can I put it that way?
Yes, you could put it that way.
Yes, I could. Congratulations. Holy cow.
Rob, you've won an autographed copy of Michael Sullivan's Something I Said, Innuendo and Out the Other, including the CD My Life the Musical from Terrace Books.
It was smart.
Along with
a cheese plate
from the Jasper Winery in Des Moines.
Well, if I've learned one thing after listening for 30 years, I've figured out how to play the quiz. So.
Yeah.
Okay. A tote bag from the National Railroad Museum in Green Bay and a shot glass from the Museum of Science and History in Jacksonville, Florida. Patty, you'll enjoy the coffee of What Do You Know audiences through the years with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend Coffee,
and a pop,
along with
gentlemen.
Their Costa Rican Terrazu, Coffee Done Right. And then whip up pancakes with a mix from Al Johnson's Swedish restaurant in Door County. Dry off with a Kenosha News towel, style your dog with a firecracker slider bandana from Stellaware.com, and pack it all in a tie-dye Big Top Chautauqua tote bag. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Hang on there. Make sure you get that.
Accommodations for What Do You Know guests were provided
yeah,
by Hotel Red. Find out more about the first stylish and boutique hotel in Madison at hotelred.com. If you'd like to hear a What Do You Know podcast this fall, please support us at kickstarter.com. Just search Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
Looking to keep up with Michael? Click over to whatdoyouknow.net. You can enjoy his posts, relive classic What Do You Know moments, and join his social media army. It's all available all the time at whatdoyouknow.net. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Live from Shannon Hall at the Memorial Union in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Dave Bayless on drums, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome John Seeger and Donnie Thompson, plus a final round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who sings, gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build a mountain, at least I hope I will. Michael Feldman.
Mountain. Gonna build a mountain. I don't know the rest of the words. About, who builds mountains? I don't know. Say, you know what? I was thinking, you know, what am I going to do next? Early on when this, okay, what am I going to do next? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Go back to school. You know, maybe go back to the UW. You know, and say, what if they endowed me with a chair from the UW? And guess what they did? Look. Holy cow. Look at me in this.
Oh.
These are so comfortable. And they're almost impossible to steal anymore because I think they chain them or something at night. Remember? That was the only way you get one is actually just walk out, you know, pretend you're walking down the street with a union chair or something. Okay. That was just a thought. Okay. Let's see now. Oh, yes, all the news that is. I have some of that here. I really should be more organized, but it's not going to start now, is it? All the news that is around here, because all the news that isn't usually doesn't work, so the news that is sometimes does. But what the heck. And this is not from around here. It's from Muscatine, Iowa. But I thought it was important. Facebook discussions of men in black standing alongside roadways or in ditches at night on Highway 22 east of Muscatine and other locations has led to the Muscatine County Sheriff's Department asking the public for assistance. Men in black in Muscatine, ladies and gentlemen. According to Sheriff C.J. Ryan, discussion of these men has been a regular occurrence on Facebook. However, no crimes have been reported in connection with the men. Obviously, he said, this is a dangerous activity. And we don't want to see anyone get run over or injured in any other way. Ryan also said he was concerned that the discussion on Facebook could have led to more perpetrators, more men in black, attempting to scare drivers on the road. It may be juveniles just exercising very poor judgment. Stereotyping. Thinking that this is a fun prank to engage in, with the proliferation of talk about this on Facebook, there may be several people engaging in this type of thing now, he said. He said the perpetrators could be charged with what? I'm sorry, this offends me more than it does you. No, there are circumstances in which people could be charged criminally or held civilly responsible for their actions should someone get injured or property damaged in connection with this. So, okay, I just thought it was interesting, but maybe not. Now, this disturbed me as well. Kewaunee County wins own tournament. That's not right. The Kewaunee County Legion baseball team built on Happy County. Anyone know Anhapi? Anapi County. That close? Anapi County in the finals to win a tournament it hosted over the weekend. Anapi beat Kewaunee 8-2 on Sunday, led by Austin Dart. He went 3-for-4. The second game, though, Kewaunee won 7-2 for the title. You should not, I'm just saying, you should not be able to win your own tournament that you've put on.
It's because there's something fishy going on. Okay, it doesn't bother you. Okay. This sort of disturbed me. I don't know why either. None of this seems to bother you, but this is in Stanley Rodeo Days. And it says, Stanley Rodeo Days adds Hillbilly Olympics to the lineup. What is a Hillbilly Olympics? I mean, it's scary to think what might be in a Hillbilly. Oh, does anyone know?
Hey, Ma, watch this.
What?
Hey, Ma, watch this.
Hey, Ma, watch this. That's the Hillbilly Olympics? I'm afraid you're right. Oh, gosh, that's very upsetting. And thank you for telling me that. And this, of course, has been in everyone's mind. Senator Johnson again avoids mentioning he's a senator. Republican Senator Ron Johnson's second television ad in his reelection campaign avoids any reference to him being an incumbent senator, just as his first spot did. So he either doesn't know he's a senator or he's avoiding it. Now, the latest ad released called Dishwasher instead focuses on his life in the private sector. So he's running as a dishwasher, ladies and gentlemen, for the United States Senate, which he's already in, but doesn't know. Starting with his first job washing dishes. Johnson then talks about work at a plastics manufacturer he helped build with his brother-in-law. Okay, Ron Johnson. I can't speak for him, and neither can he. Okay. You know, I've got, like, maybe lots of people write me emails about the show and stuff, and I can't possibly read all of them, but there's just a couple here, because that is all the news that is for me, anyhow. So, some things here. Let's see. Attended your show in Eau Claire this AM. Really sorry that your show was canceled. Thank you for all the years of listening. Pleasure. You read my question on the show today. I was surprised I didn't tell you this. People say I grew up listening to that music or watching that show, but Mike, I am 72 years old, so I grew up listening to you. Thanks again for making me old. Here, Lisa says, I should have written as the longest listener as I heard you the very first show and listened every weekend since. It makes me terribly sad to think of Saturday Without What Do You Know. The two are linked in my mind like PB&J. Radio is a sucky business. Couldn't put it any better myself. But I always had faith in WPR. You were treated like a commercial radio host, which is very disappointing. I would like to point out that if I were a commercial radio host, I would have been fired 30 times in 30 years instead of just the once. So we have to give them that much. But thank you very much for that. John Miller in Kansas City says, I've been suffering this recurring nightmare that you decide to retire and we are left with eternal encore presentations. In my extensive catalog of your voice samples, I cannot find an instance where you utter booyah. That's for you, John. If you could do this with some enthusiasm, I feel like I could sleep a little better at night having that in my collection. Okay. Was that a good booyah?
That was a good one.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Where's the guy? All right, so I'm going to do one more here. Those are too many of these. They're all good. I'm not skipping the bad ones. You know, I already threw out the bad ones. I like this one. So sorry to hear you're opening up a new chapter in your life. Okay. All right, well, I guess. Thank you for all the notes, letters, encouragement, and so forth. And naturally, I feel I'm not worthy, but I thank you for them. So, okay, other people in my life here. John Seeger seems to be one. He's been following me around since, I would say, 1972.
You've been following me.
Yeah. I first saw John Seeger. Well, I didn't know who he was at the time. He was playing in his band, the Star Boys. I was teaching in Tremper High School in Kenosha,
Wisconsin. Beautiful. Kenosha. Yes. Deserves at least that much. And he was playing at a dance there. You and the Star Boys.
And you were a chaperone.
Yeah, well, I was a teacher. I was standing there and trying to make sure nothing happened, and nothing did. Including with the band, I might add. Very little happened. And somehow we've been linked over the years. I don't know what it is.
My wife did a Google search for, What Do You Know? And my picture came up right next to Donald Trump's. I don't know how I feel about that.
Wait a minute. She Googled What Do You Know? And what Donald Trump and you came up?
Yeah. I mean, down. It was an image search. Somewhere down. I think you were at the top.
That's disturbing. Don't worry about that. Levels.
I was right next to Trump, which is like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, over the years, we've had various things, and I don't want to go into the whole.
I don't either.
No.
But we get along pretty well now.
Bygones and so forth. But you won't be gone. That's the only problem.
What are you talking about?
Bygones, if you would be gone, you won't be gone. Then I wrote some lyrics. He wrote some songs over the years, and we had one.
We had a hit.
One minor hit in Norway.
Oh, it was. Not enough to tour there, frankly.
Yeah. Salty Tears.
Salty Tears was a
minor hit
song.
In Norway.
And it was re-recorded a couple years ago by a great guy in Chicago.
It made 16 kronen.
Yeah. Enough for me to retire.
Which is almost 25 cents in American money.
And that's before Spotify.
Yeah. Tell us who you got here with you, John.
Okay, I got my high, lonesome brother, Mike Seeger, on the bass. He just sings above the women when we have women in the group. All the way stage right, I guess audience left or something like that, the fantastic utility man from Paul Seabar, Tomorrow Sound and Semi-Twang, Bob Jennings on saxophone and keyboard. I think you could say our drummer is both lovely and enchanting. Bobby Schneider.
At least those
he's a soul
things.
Guy.
Yeah. As lovely as he is enchanting, I would say.
I think so.
Yeah.
And then just a legendary guitar player from the Skeletons and Morels down in Springfield, Mo, Donnie Thompson.
Donnie! And he applauds himself. I like that.
I can't believe he only has 10 fingers, let me tell you.
Take it away, then. What do you got here for us?
We're gonna save the best for last, so I'm going to do one of my songs. It's called I Found Out. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Found out I could get lost. I found out I could get lost and she wouldn't care. She wouldn't care. I found out I did stop you. Didn't really even know that I was there.
Thank you. You found out, did you?
You're going to find out.
Oh, yeah, you found out. Big time. Found out big time. Very nice song. Found out. It's a good song because there's just two words in it. And you can shout them, you know?
It's too many.
No, it's perfect, perfect
number. Well, good.
If there's no words, there's nothing to shout.
If you like it, we'll do it again.
You can grunt. You can do a grunt, you know, but...
I know, that's how we do it later in the night.
Which would be a different song. I mean, Clyde could do that one.
It would be.
Yeah. So anyhow, and our collaboration songwriting, this is a long time ago, but anyhow, I was going to see John's gigs and all his various bands, so forth. And so I started, you know, writing a thing. The first song I wrote was, If My Old Man Were Alive Today, This World Would Kill Him Quick. Remember that?
I do remember that.
That went nowhere. I was very surprised.
Went somewhere with me.
I thought that was going to shoot right to the top. But they got a little better after that. Somewhere.
I think we both hitched our wagons to the wrong star or something.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't make any sense to hitch a wagon to a star in the first place. Whoever even thought of that idea.
What's that?
You cannot hitch a wagon to a star. Why even worry about it?
No, it's not practical.
Crazy. But this one here is a better song. This is
Which one is it, though?
Huh?
Which one are we doing?
You're doing, you know, Great Reward, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah. This is a
we're
little better song.
We're definitely going to do that.
Yeah. It's hopeful.
Now that you told me we're doing that.
It's hopeful.
Oh, this is good. You'll like this. There's a line of cars I'm heading toward. On the road with my great reward. Everything I owned, I went and scored. I want my great reward.
John Seeger and the K-Town Rovers.
Hey, Hog.
Yeah, hey.
Trio's going to play a song next.
Are you producing this show now?
I'm just letting
you know.
If
you're the last one, you just get your chops in as a producer, huh?
It's not what I was.
What if I would like to do something else? I got this
by
Mr. Mike here.
By all means, Michael.
I could go off on my own. I don't need you, Stephanie. Stephanie Lee, most definitely. Okay. Well, that's a good idea, too. By the way, that's... John Seeger's, a lot of that music is actually available for purchase. So,
Look for that. Okay. And we've known each other, so I mean, I don't get nostalgic about everything here, but I think I first met you when I tripped over you when you were sleeping behind an amplifier.
No.
In a local tavern.
No.
After a long night.
No.
Wasn't that you? I'm pretty sure it was.
Someone else. No, I subbed for Tom Hines on your original AM Saturday.
Show from, it was from
Club to Wash.
From a bar.
Yeah, from a bar.
And I believe by the end of that, and it was a morning show, but I think that by that evening you were on that behind that amplifier, curled up.
And then I ran into you on the mall out here, the Library Mall.
Yeah.
And you said, "Hey, John, you know, I'm thinking about doing the show. You know, you interested?" I said, "Yeah, sure." He said, "Oh, somebody will call you. I'll see you in a couple weeks." That was it.
Yeah.
About 30 seconds, maybe.
Yeah. Did you ever think you'd be doing it this long?
No. I thought a couple years would be good, you know. In a couple more years.
Did you ever think that maybe you should have thought about it?
No, I just, you know, I like to go with the...
All right, I can't get it out of you. That's a good thing. So.
Go with the flow. Yeah, it's totally good. It's all good.
Go with the flow, and it's been great ever since. And, you know, and Jeff, boy, you've been with us like 15...
16 years?
16 years. Yeah. Did you think it would last that long?
I was hoping it would last longer.
He was hoping it would last longer. All right. So what do you want to play now, then?
This is a tune of mine that I wrote in the last couple of weeks. It's called Doodle Doo.
Doodle Doo.
Listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman.
You must have not heard the Michael Feldman part.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
I need that. Come on. Where am I going to get that? I don't get it now. Let's understand. Okay. I have a deep, lingering, lurking fear that I need an audience to survive. So that's... What?
That would be fun in the bathroom.
That would be fun in the bathroom. Good point. Good point. Thank you for taking me out of that train of thought in a most violent way.
Yes, well, you're welcome.
But, you know, not in my personal habits. I don't need an audience. Okay, all right. I don't know. It's hard. You get used to having an audience, and they make you feel good. And now I got to just feel good about myself, and I never was good at that, you know. All right, so Dan Duncombe here, as of June 30th, unemployed. I've got the month of July off, want to hang out. See? This is what I'm talking about. I need. Where is Dan? Dan Duncombe. And back there. What would we do, Dan?
Drink a few beers, play some golf.
I'll drink a few beers, you play some golf. Okay, thanks, Dan. I got your card here. Fortunately, your number's not on it, so you won't hear from me. Oh, this is a nice one, too. Lisa from Milwaukee, nurse practitioner. How does it feel to stand on the edge of the abyss?
Oh.
Lisa, where are you? On the edge of the balcony, perhaps? Lisa? Where is she? Is that are you Lisa? Did your parents ever talk to you about reassurance? I mean, the very concept of reassurance, you know, providing reassurance, not using the word abyss while you're doing it. Come on down here, Lisa, because I want to hear an explanation of why you would use the word abyss when speaking to a very fragile individual. No, come on, you can't hear until you get down here, because you're on the edge of the abyss. Now you're in the abyss, okay? Yes.
It sounds like it'll be the cyber abyss. With podcasting and, like, this won't be the tangible abyss.
I didn't know there was a cyber abyss. Yeah, I have so much to learn about all this cyber stuff.
I have to tell you something. I have your home phone number on a little piece of paper in my jewelry box at home.
How did you get that?
The Seegers and son Sam and my son Nate were very, very good friends. And Sam would spend the weekend with us, and the Seegers would be visiting you. Yeah. In Madison, and they gave me your home phone number. Emergency.
That's fine, but why do you keep it in your jewelry box? That is really weird.
It's so funny. I was always going to throw this out, and I thought, well, he's famous.
Yeah, you kept it with your jewels.
Celebrity, and he's famous, so I keep all my little...
And yet you say this to me? The man who's in your jewelry box? Is that the abyss, then, your jewelry box that I'm on the edge of?
I will go home and throw it out.
No, I... That's not the point of all this. Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank you. I loved your show.
Yeah, thank you very much. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming. A lot of questions like this, I guess. Paul Nelson, what will you be doing next Saturday? Sleeping in, I think. Under heavy sedation. I've been saving these pills for a long time now. There's only one or two. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Let's see. A retired knee-jerk bleeding liberal is here from Belleville. Probably the only one in Belleville, I'm thinking. Maybe not. There's probably more. John Adams, our first president. Thank you, John. Thank you for all you've done for our country. Why don't you come over to me, and then I'll meet you here, because if I step on people, it seems... rude. If you do it, they're not going to bother. Yeah. Are you?
Yes, I am a knee-jerk, bleeding-heart liberal, and proud of it. And I just want to say thank you very much. Well done.
It was nothing, really. But you know, I you know, sometimes you see well, people, if you put something online that you've written or something like that, you can see what the searches were to find it. And I found one search was flaming liberal, and they got me. I resent that, for the flaming part more than the liberal. I'm obviously not flaming.
Well, I'm knee-jerk, so.
You're knee-jerk.
Why do they only say that about liberals? Like, you can't be a knee-jerk or a flaming conservative? Of course you can't.
I suppose you could.
Seen it time and time again.
Well, we do have a flaming knee-jerk conservative Donald Trump, I suppose.
I thought you were going to say the governor. I was almost in.
Don't even mention the governor to me.
The governor. All right, thanks, John. Are you retired now?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing for a time? Maybe I could do that with you.
Doing a lot.
It's a nice place to be, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Volunteering a bit and working with veterans.
John Adams from Belleville, ladies and gentlemen. What do we got for John Adams? For all he does.
We've got another version of the What Do You Know party game.
Yeah.
So Chris is coming around with that.
All right. You know, sometimes I think people give too much credit to a radio, to someone because they're on the radio. Like they have the answer to everything. For example, how can I satisfy my pregnant wife? I do a quiz show, or I did. I don't even do one anymore, really. And I'm going to tell you how you can satisfy your pregnant wife. Where's Chris Blattner? And Christy. Chris and Christy. Did you know that, Kirsty, did you know that he wrote this?
I did.
You did? And you're still sitting next to him. I'm so shocked. I'm sure he didn't mean satisfy in the sense that I think of it. All right, okay. Can we get you both to stand up? That would be great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah. Does that offend you at all?
A little bit.
Just a little?
I've tried to give him some suggestions.
Yeah. Well, could you whisper one or two to me? I like to hear it.
I think he does need to hear it from you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Why would you even ask a thing like this?
I've been trying everything. Ice cream, foot massages,
okay.
Dishes.
God.
Tickets to your show.
Yeah.
So far, the donuts out front are in the lead.
They were great.
That's all it takes with you is donuts.
Pretty much.
Well, congratulations. And when's happening?
September 3rd.
Very good. Congratulations. Best to you both.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Not so much to you. But what do we have for the couple here? The Blattners.
Well, we have another copy of the What Do You Know party game, and even though she can't have this right now, yeah. I'm thinking a bottle of Domaine du Sac.
Afterwards.
Yeah, celebrate the coming of the baby.
In October.
Yeah.
That'll be good in October. Okay, very nice to meet you both. Thank you for coming. Do you want to see a photo of us taken many years ago after a show when I lost the quiz on the fourth question? Because you know what, Dawn, you may be the only person who's ever lost the quiz. So it's great that you have that document. It's almost impossible. In fact, I thought it was impossible until Dawn wrote this card. She's from Pewaukee. I'm coming over to you, Dawn. But you can make a little effort. Look, I made all the effort. I walked all the way across the auditorium here. Yes, that's us. And you lost the quiz and you're still smiling.
I am, but I've remembered it all these years.
With some bitterness?
Well, just regret, perhaps.
What might have been?
Yes, what was lost, which was the whole kielbasa.
Oh, you were going for the giant kielbasa and I let you lose on it?
And exactly. There were no hints. There was no assistance.
Oh.
I remember.
They see, they turn on you at a moment's notice. Just when you think everyone loves me, you know. I
remember the question on which I.
What was the question?
It was about the Japanese sumo wrestler, the dump truck, who had just gotten married. And I knew the answer, but I just couldn't come up with it.
Well, let me ask you again. What about that dump truck sumo wrestler?
It's
like the biggest sumo wrestler ever, and he got married to this tiny woman. And the question...
That's right! Dawn, what does she win? What does she win?
She wins, what do you know, the party game, including the forever young Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing.
You worked that pretty good, Dawn. You worked that pretty good, I gotta say. Let's see. We got an RV delivery driver here from San Luis Obispo, California. Wow. Rick DeVoy. Yo! 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 I'll meet you in the aisle here. Yo! No, I'm in this one here. It's closer. Don't you think? You're a driver. You should know what's closer and what isn't. So you just park in the middle of the street even if you don't have to?
Oh, of course. Of course, yeah. I mean, we're big. We can go anywhere we want to.
Yeah. What sort of an RV do you drive?
We do the small ones, the big 45-foot behemoths, everywhere.
How would I get you to come to my neighborhood in one of the big behemoths? I have to order something really big?
Really big, yeah.
So what sorts of things are...
Oh, a big Tiffin, a Allegro bus, or a Newmar, something that costs a lot of money.
Yeah. Are you allowed to use them for vacation purposes?
Well, we can sleep in them, but we don't use any of the systems, onboard systems. The new owner wouldn't like
What sort of systems do you have on board?
Well, the holding tanks. The new owner wouldn't like,
holding tanks. Oh, I see. So these are new ones.
Oh, brand new ones from the... Most people don't think...
Oh, I see. You deliver RVs.
That's what it says.
No, it doesn't. It says I'm an RV delivery driver.
And your point?
Not say that you drive to deliver RVs. Do you see what I'm saying? Because the indirect object is the direct object, and the modifier is not appropriate to the noun.
And you were an English teacher.
Yeah, can't you tell? So, all right, so what's, can I ask any questions for you, Rick?
The question I put on the card.
Okay. You're a stickler, aren't you? Everything is...
I used to be an engineer.
Did you? Really? What happened? Something collapsed and you got out of it, right?
Well, I just got tired of the corporate world.
I know. I feel that way.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
What was the name of your radio show influenced by the call letters of your flagship station? Why? WHA, yeah.
That's right.
No.
No. You sure?
No.
No.
Yeah. Coincidence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, it's WAD. And there is a WHAD as well in Delafield, but no, that's not connected either. It was just something. I was going to do a show, and he said we'd do a quiz show. People could call in because I didn't want to talk about hot button topic issues things.
Like so, Donald Trump.
Well, I talk about him, but I don't talk about it with other people. You know, it's just me spouting off. That's still different.
Oh, okay.
Are you a Trump person?
No.
Were you, and you just decided to go?
No.
So anyhow, I thought in Milwaukee, it's a form of greeting to say, what do you know? I thought it was. Was it? My brothers are here. Did people say, what do you know in Milwaukee? I thought so.
And you say, not much. You?
Yeah, that's a very Milwaukee, isn't that a Milwaukee thing to answer, not much, you? Or not much, sometimes they say not much. I might have thrown in the you because that's a little Jewish inflection. People say new, you can't say what much new because they wouldn't understand what new is doing, and you, so I said you. And that's the whole story.
The whole story. You're sticking to it.
Sticking to it.
Okay.
You want something? We're giving away all this merchandise here.
Well, I thought maybe this being the last show, you'd do something like Oprah and every...
Yeah, look under your seat.
Everybody gets
look
lying.
Under your seats, ladies and gentlemen. If you find anything, it's mine. I lost a quarter. It rolled all the way down.
No, I thought maybe there'd be cards under the seat where everybody would get a bottle of Waldersheim wine.
You know how many bottles that is? That's a lot of bottles.
A lot of bottles.
Do you want one?
I could use one, yeah, sure.
All right, why not? You'll add cheer to warm summer days with award-winning wines from the Wollersheim Winery.
You're a good man. What are you doing here? Are you visiting?
No, visiting. I drove 2,100 miles to come see your last show.
Aww. You drove 2,100 miles to see this show?
Every mile, yeah.
Is that your intention, or are you actually stealing an RV from your
No, I came in, corporate bosses? No, I came in my car. RVs, the gas mileage is...
Zero. It's like zero.
Basically, yeah. So, no, I just drove my car. Okay.
You want another bottle? Give him another bottle of wine. Two bottles.
All right. Two bottles of wine. Just please, please don't drink and drive that RV.
Thank you for coming. Should we do the quiz now? Are you thinking we should do the quiz? About that time, isn't it?
Sure. It's about that time. You could probably squeeze one more person in.
You know, is there any way of getting from up there down here within a short matter of time? Because my career is ebbing away. Well, I wish you get someone from the upper deck there. Who needs it the worst? Decide among yourselves who really needs to play this quiz the worst. In the upper deck. Yeah, I think you standing up and down and jumping and flagellating yourself. Yeah, if you can find a way of getting down here and stop flagellating yourself, then you can play the quiz. I'm not sure how you do that because I'm not from here. So, don't go over the balcony edge, though. I mean, isn't there a doorway you could take? Yes. Could someone escort her down here? Or she's finding it. She's finding it. Okay. So we'll do it. I'll wait for her. And here's a little musical interlude from the boys in the band. How did you do that so fast? Come on down here and have a seat. Thank you. Have a seat. Come on down. See, you know, it's like a little bit like Let's Make a Deal when they come with an arrow through their head and stuff like that, dressed like a chicken or something. And I thought maybe you wanted it a little too badly, but now I don't think so. I'm glad you...
No, I wrote on my card.
Yeah.
This is in honor of my sister. She wanted to be on this show.
Yeah.
She passed away 3 years ago. Oh, I'm doing it for her.
I'm so sorry. That's very sweet of you. And your name is?
Adele.
Adele. You know, I love the name Adele.
You can call me Dee.
Can I call you Adele? Because I love... I like Dee, but I love Adele.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to call you Adele. I'll call you
Dee. My sister's name was Joanne.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. And where are you from, Adele? Dee. I'll call you Dee.
We live in Madison now, been in La Crosse for 20 years.
20 years in La Crosse?
But grew up in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, whereabouts?
Clear Lake.
Clear Lake.
Anybody know where that is?
There's a lake that's clear in northern Wisconsin? I don't believe it. Is that like a resort town? Or?
No.
No?
No.
Is there a lake and is it clear?
There is a lake and it's clear.
Yeah.
It was about 800 people when I graduated high school. It's now about 1,100.
Oh, so it's growing quite a bit.
Yeah.
So it's booming.
It's booming.
Yeah. And what sort of field are you in? And
I'm a sign language interpreter. I work with our wonderful Dean Clinic here in Madison.
Oh, wonderful. I must admit, on the times when I've had a sign language interpreter and I'm doing something...
It's hilarious. I heard a show.
Well, I always lapse into Yiddish and, you know...
You play off the interpreter. It's really funny.
I know. It was good, but insulting at the same time. I mean, I didn't mean to. It's just, it's kind of fun.
It's what you do.
Do you know any Yiddish? If you had to sign, you know.
Oy vey.
How do you say oy vey in sign language? Yeah. That's what it should be. Just the palm to the forehead.
Right.
What a great language that is. That's exactly what it is. In fact, you wouldn't even have to say it then.
Right.
This is what people do anyway. Wonderful, wonderful. What do you like to do for fun and stuff?
Biking. We biked here this morning.
You biked here?
Yeah. 8 miles.
8 miles from where?
East Madison.
East Madison. It's all the way. Did you go? How did you? Is there a way of getting
the
there?
The Capital City Trail.
Oh, that's that trail that goes on.
Yeah.
Yes, I see. Yeah. I see people on that.
Yeah, that's why I'm a little disheveled.
I've never
but it's the radio.
And you got down here really fast. You're in excellent health. Congratulations. All right, Dee, some out there plays along with you. And how does that work then, Stephanie Lee? Definitely.
If people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 608-262-8834 and answer this qualifying question.
Okay, E.T. Was always told to phone home, of course. But the question here is, if E.T. out there where he lived phoned Earth, how long would it take for the message to get here? So this needs to be within 100 years. Because it takes a while, I'll be honest with you. Even a direct call. Even if you reverse the charges, it's going to take, you know. We want to know how many years. I'll tell you, it's in the hundreds of years. For if E.T. called here, how long would it take for the call to come through? Okay, you'd be waiting quite a while. For E.T., let's go to the phones right now. And Craig is on the line there from Chattanooga. Hey, Craig.
Hi, how are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good. You know, Chattanooga is Clyde's hometown.
Yes, you've gotten quite a few calls from Chattanooga lately, I've noticed. And full disclosure, I do need to tell you that not only am I an employee of a member station of the International House of Radio, I am at work right now, and I'm tying up the office phone.
All right, Craig. And I just, yes.
Go ahead.
And I would just like to say, Craig, you're right, 1,500 years. Congratulations, Craig. I applaud your work ethic.
Thank you. And I'm getting paid to listen to you right now, and I'm broadcasting it out to all of
fabulous.
The people in Chattanooga.
Play it for all it's worth while you still got the job, Craig. I'm telling you, son.
Yeah.
These things well, can go in a second. Craig, this is Dee. She's your partner here.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hey.
So just one Dee, isn't it?
Dee Dee's fine.
Dee Dee is fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, two Dees, but not in a row.
Okay. Craig, and or is it Craig? Craig?
Craig. You have ID? Craig Nelson, my sister.
Okay. The two of you work together. You are a team. We have various categories, Stephanie Lee, don't we?
We do. Those categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Craig, you pick first one. What would you like?
Odds and ends, please.
What'd you say?
Odds and ends.
Oh, odds and ends. Okay, I just said arguments or something.
You have a whole box.
I'm sorry?
You have a whole box of questions. I didn't know that.
What did you think I had? What did you think I pulled them out of?
Well-reasoned and insightful.
I tried it once or twice. It's very painful.
So many
it's,
paper
it's bad
cuts.
Enough I pulled the show out of there. I don't need to do that. Odds and ends. Anyway. All right. Asked who was more qualified to be president, Donald Trump or the Philly fanatic, who won in a close election? Philly fanatic is
that. I didn't catch the second one, but I definitely was the second one, whoever that was, over Donald Trump.
You know, the Philly fanatic is that mascot that you can't tell. It's got a trumpet for a nose, and you can't figure out what it is supposed to be. So you're saying the Philly fanatic won over Donald Trump?
I'd say anyone over Donald Trump.
he said Trump? I can't hear.
No, he said anyone over Donald Trump.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
Yes. Philly fanatic won, yes. It was close, 46-40.
That's one right, and the remaining categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, and science.
Okay. What would you like, Dee?
Current events.
Current events, right out of the news, yes. A 2,000-year-old 10-kilogram lump of bog something was discovered in Ireland. Can you tell me what it was? Bog something.
Body?
I know this one.
Oh
wait, 10,000 pounds? You said 10,000 years old.
It was 2,000 years old, 10 kilograms. It was something called a lump of bog something. Craig seems to know.
It's oak. I know because I have a pen made out of some of that wood.
And what was it?
Bog oak.
I can't oak understand
wood.
Him.
What? John, are you all right?
What?
Do you need a Do you need a glass of buttermilk?
Buttermilk? Is it buttermilk?
No, I was just talking to John. It wouldn't be a lump of buttermilk anyway, if you think about it.
Oh, I heard about that one too. You're right. That was recently discovered. It was butter, yes.
Can we accept butter? That?
Butter?
Stephanie?
Butter.
Seems to
butter.
Be some prodding on this question.
It sounded legitimate
yes,
to me.
Yes, sorry, bog butter. Yes, bog butter. Still edible with some good bog toast, by the way.
But they did find some bog toast several years ago.
Yes, too. I know. I did that, George, just slightly before you did. And that would be...
That's two right, and the remaining categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school, and science.
Okay, and what would you like there, Craig?
Let's go with science.
Science. Does anyone check up on you to see what you're doing during the day or not?
No, I'm here by myself.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I've got free run of the place.
What are you supposed to be doing? Are you watching the board or something? Just the lights go on?
Yeah,
off
I'm the weekend producer / board operator, whatever you want to call me. I'm a one-man band here on weekend.
Yeah, but you don't have to put on a tape or anything because they don't use tapes anymore. You just watch the lights flash, right?
No, I have to run ads and everything, during the breaks and switch out the shows. Okay. And or, in your case, since it's live, I just have to punch up the right thing on the board to run you live.
Well, you're a very important person. But you don't need me anymore. I don't need you, Craig. Speaking of nano, researchers are now able to use living cells to do one of the following. Make calls, store data, or ship cargo. Living
store
cells.
Store data?
Store data? That's what I was thinking.
Store data is right. Yes. Congratulations.
Store
data. And eventually ship cargo. Very small cargo.
Did they win the quiz, Michael?
They won it.
They won the quiz? Do they want to do one more?
They could.
Yeah, let's go for the motherload.
Okay, for the motherload, for everything. What's left, Stephanie Lee?
Those remaining categories are people, places, and school.
People, places, and school.
Oh, what do you think, Craig?
Let's go for school.
School.
School?
Okay.
Do monkeys get less or more selective with age?
Monkeys. Monkeys?
Monkeys. Should have learned this in school.
Well, when it comes to age.
Monkeys. Do they get more or less? I don't know about what, to tell you the truth. But do they get less or more selective with age, an aging macaque?
I'd say they probably get more selective. What do you think?
It's not macaque?
I think more. Is it more?
Macaque? Doesn't sound right. What do you... Doing the oy vey with her head thing.
More, is it more?
You say more selective with age? Yes. Craig?
Yeah.
Yes, more. They get very selective. They won't talk to anybody at a certain point. Holy cow.
You'll find out everything you ever wanted to know reading Michael Feldman's Glad You Asked. Intriguing names, facts, and ideas for the curious-minded from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books. Then spread a little sunshine with a jar of sweet and spicy mustard from Wisconsin's own Mustard Girl. Don a North Dakota State University Bison fan t-shirt, listen to the tunes on John Seeger's El Supremo CD from Faux Real Records, and play What Do You Know the Party Game, including the forever young Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing. Craig, you've won an education in artisanal cheeses from Wisconsin and around the world from Fromagination on Madison's historical Capitol Square. Then quaff your favorite beverage from a Milwaukee Chamber Theater mug. Put on a patch from the Delta Diner, wave a mini flag from the Jacksonville Jaguars, send a greetings from Peoria, Illinois postcard, and carry it all in a Frank's Diner Kenosha tote bag.
Oh, that's
congratulations
good.
To both of you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for playing. Craig, hang on. Make sure you get there.
Right. And I'm sorry to see you.
Thank you, Craig. Hope I didn't lose you there. You were sorry to see me something. We're at the point where I'd like to do my thank yous. And instead of our usual closing credits, first of all, I'd like to thank L. James Packard, who had the unusual quality of sounding like a guy from around here who spoke really good, which he was, and one of the two founding fathers of What Do You Know? I couldn't have done it without him. And Adam Friedrich, our ultimate producer, who steered the Mike Tannic past the iceberg, sailing her into sunny and placid waters, only to be sunk by friendly fire. John Tulin, who only missed a show when he had to get married. I mean, he didn't have to get married. Anyway, I promised his mom, Eleanor, he would always have a job as long as I did, so see you later, John. Jeff Hammond, two M's and three N's, who is, if there is such a thing, a great bass player and had many interesting things that and thoughts that, alas, never aired. Our newest and most definitely-ist cast member, Stephanie Lee, who has brought energy, laughter, intelligence, and charm to the show and can speak Swedish when needed. The dazzling and charming Clyde, the funky drummer, Stubblefield, who drummed on every road show since 1987, but not so much on the weekly shows because I would have been sitting right in front of him. Our head Hubba Hubba tech guy and expensive brandy drinker, Tom Blaine, the only what do you know stalwart to leave and come back again without saying where he had been, possibly Norway or Scotland. Chris Marshak, Chris, anyway, our show manager, she job description, who also arranged the road shows, the only problematic one being a bus ride either to hell or Columbus, Ohio. Brad Kohlberg, who smiled at me once in 10 years and I looked to see if my fly was open. Aubrey Ralph, responsible for the mix on What Do You Know, done entirely while listening to This American Life. Lyle Anderson, the spiritual leader of What Do You Know ethos, and the guy who types my ad-libs into the monitor on my desk while letting anybody who calls, no matter what condition or state of mind, on the air, in spite of being way overqualified. Wisconsin Public Radio, by which I mean Jack Mitchell, who made me out of mud in 1985, subsequently never fired me, or I would be porcelain. Our producer before last, Todd Witter. Our announcer before last, Sarah Nix. Judith Heise Kabalik, who did everything for us before she had a baby and now does everything for the child. Diana Cook, who made me sound like I knew what I was talking about. Kelly Osborne, also, for quiz questions. Engineers who have graduated the show, Stephen Cologne.
PRI, Public Radio International.